the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, Ramadan has come again and we have been invited to fast in this blessed month. From today, you'll be listening to a special series of programs titled The Month of God. This series will consist of three parts: moralities, Islamic laws, and supplications. We hope that God will accept your and our acts of worship and prayers. Stay tuned, please. The blessed month of Ramadan has come again. According to the Islamic narrations, this month is the month of God and God's banquet for the Islamic Ummah. God receives the faithful in this month with warm hospitality. God's banquet, unlike the worldly ones, is spiritual. In fact, God tells His servants to abstain from pleasures, even the permissible ones like eating, drinking, and so on. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "Ramadan has been called such because it burns the sins." In other words, the root of the word Ramadan in Arabic means burning. The fifth infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, also says on the virtue of this blessed month, "He who fasts the day in this month and spends the night in worship will be pure as the day he was born from his mother." The Prophet of Islam said on the threshold of the month of Ramadan, "O people, the month of God has turned toward you with blessing, mercy, and forgiveness. It is month that is the best of months with God. Its days and nights are the best of days and months, and its hours are the best of hours. It is the month in which you have been invited to God's banquet and have been favored and dignified by Him. In this month, whenever you come toward God and sit at His presence, God will accept your prayer. In this month, help the poor and the destitute, respect the elderly, be kind toward children, and visit your relatives. O people, he who makes his temperament good in this month, on the day when steps sleep over the Sirat bridge, will pass over it easily. Thus, ask God with honesty, sincerity, and a pure heart to help you for fasting and recitation of the Quran, because miserable is the one who is deprived of God's mercy in this blessed and bounteous month." According to the Islamic laws, the sink of the crescent of Ramadan is possible in five ways. First, the individual sees it himself. Second, he becomes certain through hearing from others whom he trusts. Third, two just men say that they have seen the new moon. Fourth, the preceding month, Sha'ban, is 30 days. Fifth, the just ruler of the Islamic country announces the start of the month of Ramadan. The real property and wealth of human being is supplication to God. To achieve this property requires learning the practice of the Prophet and leaders of religion. After the Prophet of Islam, his infallible successors have bequeathed to us ample concepts in the form of prayers and supplications. A considerable amount of these prayers and supplications belong to the blessed month of Ramadan. On the first eve of Ramadan, the fourth infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, used to recite this prayer. Praise belongs to God who has guided us to his gratitude and made us worthy of thanking his goodness and granted us the reward of the righteous. And praise belongs to God who graced us with his religion and specialized us for his path and caused us to march in his ways of goodness to move in them with his grace and favor toward his satisfaction, such a praise that he accepts from us and thereby becomes pleased with us. And praise belongs to God who designated among those paths his month Ramadan, the month of fasting, the month of Islam, the month of purity, the month of trial, the month of uprising, the month in which he sent down the Quran, a guidance for people and clear proofs of guidance and differentiator of right from wrong, and for this reason clarified the superiority of this month over other months on the basis of ample respect and obvious virtues. So he forbade what is permissible in other months, and in order to revere it, he prohibited foods and drinks in it and determined the specific time limit for it, which he, the exalted and high, does not allow to be preceded or delayed. Then he made one of its nights superior over the nights of 1,000 months and called it Night of Qadr, in which angels and Ruh, the greatest angel, descend upon their Lord's commandments for every affair. And that night is healthy and blessed till dawn for any of his servants due to his ordainment that has become binding. O God, greet Muhammad and his progeny and inspire us the recognition of this month's superiority and its glorification and abstention from the forbidden acts, and assist us for fasting in it through keeping our bodily organs aloof from sins and using them in what satisfies you. Help us not to hear with our ears what is futile, and not to see with our eyes what is pervert, and not to extend our hands toward what is forbidden, and not to walk toward what you have banned. And help us so that our stomachs are not filled except with halal, and our tongues do not articulate but for what you have said. And help us so that we do not strive except for what takes us near to your reward, and so that we do not acquire except what preserves us from your punishment. Then purify all these from pretension and show off and seeking of reputation in a way that we do not associate in them anyone with you and do not pursue any purpose but you.